This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1977. Are you an empty nester? How to connect over adult children leaving home in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When your kids move out of the house, you are an empty nester. Is this a happy thing? A sad thing? Maybe bittersweet? Find out how to talk about it today.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey there, Michelle. How's everything today?
Good, Lindsay. How's it going?
It's going great on my end. No major complaints. So yeah, what's new in your New York life? What's going on?
It's been a little bit of a crazy week. There was a water main break and couldn't use the water and things like that, and a little bit frustrating, but it's okay, I think.
Okay. All right. It's okay. We're getting through it, right?
Yes. Yes, we are getting through it. But because I'm not an empty nester, I can be very it's very busy around with the little kiddos, and I'm pretty far from that stage.
Michelle, you've got a few more years before you're an empty nester. Quite a few.
Yes, quite a few. Are your parents empty nesters?
They are. Yeah, thank goodness. Right. I mean, thank goodness. They are. My brother and I have both been gone for, I've been gone for more than 18 years.
Wow.
We both moved out after college. Like, we never really moved back in. I think I was back in my parents' house for a couple months.
Yeah.
After college, working in a waitressing job and getting ready for my move to Tokyo. So, but that's the only time I've ever moved home. So, yeah.
Did you know you were moving to Tokyo when you graduated?
That's why I kind of made it. Well, I knew by like the fall, by September. And so I was just waiting for January. So I just stayed with them for a couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was also same. I had a few months as well. And then, and then eventually I moved to New York. So my parents are empty nesters too, of course. I have my brother and we're both out. But Lindsay, all right, what is an empty nester? Yeah,
we keep on throwing out this. It sounds like we're talking about birds or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we're going to explain this phrase to our listeners. But first, Michelle, let's let our listeners know where else they can go to talk about this concept of absence, things being gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, episode 1434 is, does absence make the heart grow fonder? find out today. So that's a good one to listen to about, oh, if people are not near you and this expression, yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, it's also a good philosophical question. Like, is it true? Right? Is that true? So very interesting. Yeah. Well, what does it mean, Michelle, when we talk about empty nesters? What do you think?
Well, empty nesters are parents who have had their children move away, whether it's to college or but not move away like they went to sleepaway camp, right? Like that they're like officially out of the house, like they've raised them and now they're flying away, and a lot about like used when kids are off to college or move out permanently. I mean, I think that we kind of use this idea of like a bird flying free a lot with parenting, don't you think? Like empty nester, or like fly, let them fly, you know, like
idea
of like letting the baby bird fly away. Yeah. And
we do. Yeah. Or another example of this, when I was a kid, I went to nature camp and the nature camp was called Roots and Wings, right? You want to give the kid roots and wings, right? We have all these phrases that have to do with birds flying when it comes to raising children. It's true. It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you still go home a lot in college, or when you moved to college, was it kind of like they felt like the real empty nester?
No, I didn't go home much because I went to college in Virginia, which was 500 miles from my home. So I went home like 3 times a year, maybe. But a lot of the kids at school went home because it was a lot of them were from Virginia. So it was a suitcase school, as we call it. A suitcase school. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I went to the University of Maryland. And so I went home a fair bit, especially in the beginning. And then I think less as time went on and I got more adjusted. But yeah, I mean, I feel like that transition for a parent must be very hard.
Yeah. I mean, often we think about this. And on the show, we talk about this from the perspective of the college kids, right? Yeah. Kids leaving for college, leaving the home. But today we're kind of talking about it from the parents' perspective, because a lot of our listeners are probably parents and maybe soon or now will be empty nesters, right? Maybe you're living in a new country and you're an empty nester. That's interesting.
I mean, do you remember how it was for your parents? Was this a hard transition for them? Do you remember?
Well, it's funny because we kind of go off and then we're so immersed in our own world that I guess I didn't really check in. I don't think I had the state of mind as an 18-year-old to be like, how are you doing, you know, with all of this? I guess they were fine. I think that they were pretty strict when I was growing up. And then all of a sudden, at some point when I was like 16 or 17, they became much less strict. Like they just let down all the guard. They didn't care around rules like curfew. So it was weird. Kind of.
Interesting. Yeah, we don't think I remember going off to college and I was upset myself and you know, but you don't really think about it from your parents' perspective, but it must be pretty, pretty painful.
Yeah, I think it really must be. Very interesting.
All right. So guys, empty nester is the expression we're talking about today, and it's a really great way to connect with others, right? So you could say you're an empty nester, or you could use it when somebody has kids who move away.
Yeah, I mean, so good to connect with if you put this label on yourself. And again, it doesn't have any kind of negative terminology. It's not really a negative feeling, right? It is a fact. Your kids have moved away. You will connect with other people who are also empty nesters, right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way. And find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Okay, so are there any other good expressions then to say this, Michelle, would you say?
Yes, there are. So one is kids have flown the coop.
The coop.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the chicken. So here we go back to chickens and birds.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So we seem to be talking about birds a lot. So this means that the kids have left home.
So for example, now that all my kids have flown the coop, it's a bit tough. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of think, honestly, I feel like maybe this is where parents and kids misunderstand each other. I think maybe kids think it's tough for parents, but it's actually great. I think most parents are actually excited, and because they can be free, they can travel, they have much less expenses. I mean, their expenses go way down. I feel like most parents are celebrating when they're empty nesters. Great.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to ask my parents about that. How did that actually feel? I think, you know, in college, it might be different because there are winter breaks and there are other things. So it might not be as difficult when your kid just goes to college if you know they're going to be coming home for these breaks. But maybe when like the permanent, like they move away for their job and like at their, you know, apartment, and it's like, I feel like that might be a little harder, although you've kind of gotten some training and used to it with college. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, in a way, I don't know. I'm not a parent and I'm not an empty nester. I haven't even become a parent yet, nor have I hit that moment of them leaving. But I feel like parents prepare for that their entire lives, mm-hmm. right? Every time you teach your kid something, you're probably thinking about independence, like he needs to become independent on this, right? And so also, this is a very American perspective, the whole concept of leaving the home as an 18-year-old or 20, or eventually leaving the home, right? Very cultural side point. I would argue that it's probably less of a big deal for the parents than the kids, but I don't know. It depends on the parents, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll let you know one day, but.
sure. Okay. What else, Michelle? What other words do we need to know?
Okay. So this is a little bit different because parents who are empty nesters, I mean, once you're an empty nester, you're always an empty nester unless somebody comes back, of course. So as your kids go to college and then eventually maybe you retire, you know, you are still an empty nester. So you could use the word retiree is a person who is retired. So
yep.
You could say I'm joining a group of fellow retirees for brunch tomorrow. Right. So that's like when you officially stop working.
I love that. Or retired, just the term to be retired, not having a job after a career. So, for example, I'm retired, but I was an accountant. And I want to throw in another fun term. We do have a term for that. Do you know that word, Michelle, when someone leaves the home and then it comes back? We do have a cultural term for that.
What is it?
You know what it is? So it's boomerang, parent or a boomerang. I guess, is it a boomerang parent or a boomerang
home? I
guess
home? It would be the kid.
A kid. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Like boomerang millennials, right? This concept, we read about this, how a lot of millennials, maybe in the Great Recession in 2008, maybe also in the pandemic, but I don't know, were moving back home. And that was notable in our culture, right?
Yeah, that's true. So, okay, boomerang, that is another good one.
All right, because the concept of a boomerang, it goes out and then it comes back. Yes. Very, and so that's finally we get away from the bird analogies. Gosh.
Finally. Should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do it. I know our listeners love role plays. Guys, this is how we take all our vocabulary that we learn together and now we put it into real life, right? Yes. So here, Michelle, we are friends whose kids have just gone off to college. So we are becoming empty nesters now.
Here we go. All right, here we go. I can't believe we're empty nesters now. So how do you feel?
Oh, it's hard. It's very bittersweet. They were just babies and now they've flown the coop.
Yeah, so weird. Well, I don't think I'll be a retiree anytime soon, but I'm going to try to enjoy some of the relaxation.
Yeah, if I were retired at this point, it would be too hard for me. I want to stay busy for a while, but then one day I'll retire. Nice. So yeah, so this is kind of saying in American culture, you know, often kids will go off to college. So that's kind of when it's sort of hazy whether you would become an empty nester during college or after college, right, Michelle? We said that before. Right. But let's say they're 22 and then there still might be a gap of time in which your parents are still working, in which the parents are still having a career, right?
Right. Exactly. There is could be quite a bit of time. So yeah, there's that gap. So but should we go through and talk about how we used it?
Let's do it. So what'd you say first, Michelle?
I can't believe we're empty nesters now. How do you feel? Right. So I'm connecting with you.
Yeah. Connection skill. They were just babies and now they've flown the coop. So it kind of sounds like, yeah, we raised our kids together kind of. right?
Right. Maybe we're friends, our kids went to school mm-hmm. together, something like that.
Yeah.
Then I said, well, I don't think I'll be a retiree anytime soon.
Right. So you're not going to retire yet. And I said, yes, if I were retired at this point, it would be too hard. So meaning, what do I mean by that? It would be too hard.
It would be too much of a shock. Like, I imagine your kids leaving and then also stopping work, then probably a shock to the system.
Yeah. I mean, when we're bored and we don't have anything to do, we can kind of dwell on things, right? And miss the past, right?
Right.
So it's good to stay busy. Yeah, absolutely. What's the takeaway for our listeners today? This is a great way to connect, as you said.
Yes. I mean, you can connect with other empty nesters. You can talk about your feelings. I mean, this is a common feeling. I'm not looking forward to this, although who knows, maybe when the time comes, then maybe, like Lindsay said, maybe I will be celebrating. You never know. But this is good stuff and definitely a big transition for people in life. So let us know, are you an empty nester? What is it like? Or maybe your parents are empty nesters. Tell us about your experience.
Yeah. I mean, this is another, I feel like lately, Michelle, we've been stumbling on situations for our listeners that are very nuanced, right? It's not necessarily a great thing and it's not a terrible thing, but that's real. That's like how we live our lives. Everything's kind of a mix of both. And so we're giving you guys the skills to communicate those more nuanced situations. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Lindsay. Well, this kind of made me feel lots of things.
You have a lot of time. Okay. Don't worry.
I know. But then it also makes me feel things for my parents and, you know, lots of things. You know me. So anyway.
That's great.
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Thanks for talking about this with me, Lindsay. And all right. Have a good one.
All right, Michelle. Take care. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.